blessings there. The Christian life is amazing and full of challenges for everyday Christians. But what about the newbies in this wonderful journey? Well, you are not alone. Welcome to Live Better with God, where you will hear experiences and tips to improve life as a son of God.
Hello guys, my name is Mary and welcome to Live Better with God. Today gonna be talking about lies. And the word of God we're gonna be using is in Proverbs 14:5. And I will be reading it right now. It says, "An honest witness does not deceive, but a false witness pours out lies." And I know that we are being taught, they always tell us, like, don't lie. This is bad. But it's a different way of seeing it when your relationship with somebody is so important, like God. It will be affected. Maybe the way of seeing it can be changed. At least that's the way I've been seeing it. Because sometimes, and I put this sometimes, it's hard for us to, maybe it's easy for us to lie to people because it's so simple, because it helps us, I don't know, obtain what we want, or it's just, I don't know, appear differently or superior to other people. Maybe that's the reason you may lie. But when God says to you, don't lie, it doesn't matter if it's a white lie. Those lies that are supposed to do a good, you're still lying. And with that said, what we're losing by actually lying will be our salvation. It's not something simple. Is very big. It's our soul, and it's something very important for us to take and consider. Like, you're saying a lie, and actually, you're condemning yourself, and somehow. Now, when I say this, I always thought that it doesn't matter. I will lie, and then tomorrow, or maybe when I go to sleep, I will apologize, and that's it. But it goes a little bit more deeper. Like, you should know that we don't know the time or the hour, so maybe you don't have that time. And I know your good deeds are important. God will know, at least in the Bible says that your actions, which are good, God would know them. You know, it actually is something he knows. So one simple, I think this is like a mini scene. I don't know how to put it that way. But one lie can actually affect your salvation. Not completely, maybe. But why risk it? Why would you risk having your soul in a better place, or your eternity. Yeah, I cannot pronounce that word in English, I'm sorry. But still, you guys, we're not perfect, but we can improve every day. What the Bible says is that you should not deceive people. That's one of the things that God tells us to do. Do not do that. Just don't do it. If you're a compulsive liar, then start improving yourself. Maybe one of the things that I was a compulsive liar, and it took me a while just to realize that. But one of the things that helped me improve my communication with God was the fact that I didn't lie anymore to the people, but also I didn't have to answer to people. Like in the fact that people want to ask me about something, I just tell them, you don't need to know or you don't have to know. Why? Because I don't have to lie. It's your life, it's your decisions. And sometimes lies and decisions, well, lies are formed because we want something or we want to prove something. So that's why I'm telling you this. You don't have to lie. It's your life. It's your salvation. You just have to tell the people directly, look, I don't want to talk about this. And nobody had to make you actually say things that you don't want to. So don't be deceived. Don't deceive people. Try your best to improve that. But also, because you, maybe if you're like me, that you used to lie a lot, then you're gonna realize that people lying to you, you don't have to call them out. Also, another thing, you're not here to judge people. You're here to improve yourself, and that actual people or people close to you may ask you, and then you can speak freely about what is going on with you, how God is actually improving yourself. So, improving you, I'm sorry. So, God doesn't like liars. That's the only thing you need to take out of this episode. God doesn't like liars. So, what can we do? Pray. That's the first thing I did to change. I started praying constantly. And the other thing was to remind myself that I don't have to answer to everybody. Just a few people. And that's it. Obviously, a lot of practice. Because this, well, you can ask for the miracle to stop doing this. Or maybe if it's compulsive, you can ask for a miracle so you can, this thing can be removed from you. But in my case, I didn't. So it took me a little bit time, but with God's help, I did eventually. So don't lie. Be true to yourself. Be true for what your relationship is with God. And don't mess that up, because you're His son. God wants the best for us. And if there's a reason why you shouldn't, why you should lie about something, maybe it's not the best decision if you're lying about it. I don't know if I explain myself very well there, but if you have to lie, I'm rephrasing here, if you have to lie to go to a place or to be somewhere or to be with somebody, then maybe that person isn't for you, or that situation is not good for you, okay? So think about that. So I think that is our episode. You guys, God bless you, whatever you are doing, whatever you are, God bless you and helps you in everything you have been doing, and see you in the next week, because every episode, to explain a little bit, this episode is in English. The next episode will be in Spanish, the same title of this one. So we're gonna keep doing this. If you would like some changes, just let me know in Instagram so I can improve a little bit more. So God bless you, and until the next episode.
We have concluded our episode today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next Friday. Blessings to you and your family.